Hey everyone, welcome back to the Literacy-Based Speech Therapy Podcast. My name is Ashley.
And my name is Kaylin. We are both licensed speech-language pathologists. If you have a love of picture books and want fresh ideas for using them in your therapy sessions, then you are in the right place. Today, we are doing a special episode discussing books from the popular Mother Bruce series. This series has grown in popularity, and there are 9 total in the original Mother Bruce series. There are also 3 Little Bruce books, all with a much shorter storyline. There's a new Little Bruce book coming out this year in May called Beach Bummer. If you are not familiar with this series, it follows the story of a grumpy bear named Bruce and his animal friends in Soggy Hollow. Stay tuned to the end where we will share a really great freebie you can download as well. There are 4 books in this series that we will not be discussing in depth today, as we feel they're just way better in the home and not for a speech therapy session. So those books are Hotel Bruce, Be Quiet, Bruce's Big Move, and The Bruce Swap. So Hotel Bruce, Bruce's Big Move, and The Bruce Swap, they're just really, really long. And they would be fun, silly read-alouds in a classroom, but just for your speech therapy session. A lot of our therapy sessions are 30 minutes. They're just really long. And then Be Quiet is extremely abstract. So Rupert wants to be the main character of a book, and he wants it to be a wordless book. But then all the other characters start talking, and he gets really frustrated. But that concept is silly, with a ton of background knowledge and inferencing, but it would be really hard to understand. So for therapy, we just don't think it's a great fit. Okay, now Ashley, let's talk about the 7 we do enjoy using in therapy.
So for all the Mother Bruce series, you can target negation, sequencing, illustration study, character analysis, and social emotional concepts. So if you have students with those goals, especially negation is often hard to find in a book, like definitely you're going to pull any of these books off the shelf for those goals. So as we go through all the books individually, we're not going to like repeat that, but just know negation, sequencing, illustration study, character analysis, social emotional is in every book. You can also target if you have articulation goals. So the main character is Bruce. So you can target that initial BR blend and then that final S sound. So for negation as a concept with all the books, Bruce is just a grumpy bear. So in each of the books, the animals in Soggy Hollow are doing things that Bruce does not like or does not want to do. And I have noticed a trend at the beginning of the books. It even kind of just goes through and talks about Bruce in general, about all the things he does not like. And there's a lot of things he doesn't like. He doesn't like the sun. He doesn't like the rain. So it's a great opportunity if you have students like, you know, Bruce does not like blah, blah, blah. The books are great models for the use of negation. So for sequencing, there are events in each book that Bruce will try and attempt, like to get rid of his neighbors or different actions, depending on the theme of the story, you know, because they're wanting him to like participate in things and he doesn't. So there's a great opportunity for sequencing of each of these steps in all the books. And then for illustration study, each book is full of animated facial expressions. This is probably one of my favorite series for understanding facial expressions, body language, because Bruce has these big giant eyebrows that are really perfect for understanding when he's grumpy and when he's surprised and different body language. Students will really benefit from understanding what's going on in the illustrations, and it will just deepen their understanding of that storyline. And then for character analysis, Bruce and his neighbors, you know, they all have different character flaws, and sometimes you need to have a little bit of growth. Bruce seems to be maybe a little introverted, a little stuck in his ways. He has opinions, and he will tell you his opinions.
He will say, "I do not like this."
But it's like his neighbors just love him through it. They love him despite his grumpy behaviors. And, you know, but sometimes they kind of miss the fact that he's not happy with something. They're oblivious to it. But in the end, it always works out. And so it kind of has a full circle moment, but definitely, you know, character analysis. And it's often tied to this concept of social, you know, the social emotional concept, which is another thing that's important in all the books. I think it's really interesting to observe and discuss how Bruce and his neighbors interact with each other. And it seems like the neighbors, you know, like I said earlier, they love him despite his grumpiness, and he tolerates them. So you can talk to your students about, you know, trying new things, being friendly with other people, accepting them for, you know, just being the way that they are, and then listening to them. Maybe his neighbors need to do a better job of, you know, reading facial expressions, taking cues from Bruce. And so there's a growth moment for all the characters involved. You know, and so like the Bruce series as a whole, if it would almost be great, like a unit study is looking at all the stories together and seeing similarities and seeing differences. And what I love is once a student is familiar with Bruce, the character, they kind of know what to anticipate and expect in a subsequent book that there's some familiarity with his character, and kids really like that. And I will say all of the books are at least a complete episode. There's always a problem, attempts, and there's a resolution. Some of them are even a complex episode. So you are definitely getting a story plot with each of them.
And I also think, just to go back to the social-emotional concepts, I feel like it would be a great book to use in social skills, like a social skills group, because there's always that conversation repair too. Like, they didn't listen to him. Look at his body language. Look at his facial expressions. Those are things we got to listen to. He's not necessarily saying things, or he is, but they're so busy talking, they're not listening. And then same with Bruce. Like, how could he recover from not being heard? So I think it would also be a great series to do in a social skills group. So we're going to start with the first book of the series, and it's Mother Bruce. And I will start with saying it is a longer book. So just keep that in mind. Whenever I looked at different read alouds on YouTube, when they literally just read the book, they don't have a lot of extra talking. It was about 5 to 8 minutes. So if you're going to read through this book fully in your therapy session, just keep that in mind. Bruce the bear likes to keep to himself that and eat eggs, but when his hard-boiled goose eggs turn out to be real live goslings, he starts to lose his appetite. And even worse, the goslings are convinced he is their mother. So Bruce tries to get the geese to go south, but he can't seem to get rid of them. So they become part of his family. What's a bear to do? So with this book specifically, vocabulary is great. So grump, migration, appetite, mistaken identity, victim, goslings. This book for problem solving, Bruce is trying to come up with a way to get rid of the goslings, to get them to fly south. It's great for adjectives. There's the text features to help with understanding the emotion of what's going on. There's like all caps, speech bubbles, change in the font, large text to express emotion. There's also predicting. Whenever he's looking for eggs, where do you think that he will get them from? What do you think Bruce will do with the goslings? What do you think will happen when he leaves the goslings at their nest, but they don't have a mom? There's great regular past tense verbs, and this is an example of a complex episode. So for originally, Bruce had a plan of making hard-boiled eggs.
Fancy hard-boiled, like fancy.
Very fancy. He is a fancy chef. But then the eggs hatch, so then he has to come up with a new plan. How am I going to get rid of these goslings? And then eventually he just accepts it. This book we would use for elementary to upper elementary. And some sounds you could work on are the initial G for goose and geese, the medial SL blend for gosling, and then the final ER for mother. And the next book, this is just a personal favorite. It's Spring Stinks. It's part of the mini book series of Bruce. It's 5 minutes or less, super short. Ruth the bunny is excited to share the smells of spring with Bruce, but Bruce isn't really feeling it. I have a Bruce voice because he's just such a grump and he just is like, spring stinks. And so this book is just really...
He's a New Jersey bear.
Yeah.
Spring stinks.
This book is great for adjectives, great for predicting. How do you think they can smell springtime together? Why do you think Bruce doesn't like spring? What do you think Ruth will do actor. She puts daisies on Bruce. So she decorates Bruce. She stuffs things in his face. And he's just like, I don't like spring. And so the theme and the message would be spring, friendship, nature. Like you could go on a nature walk and go explore the different aspects of nature in regards to spring and appreciate it. This book has a lot of alliterations. It is a complete episode. So Ruth's plan is to get Bruce to fall in love with spring, just like she is. So she is like way high in energy and he is very low on energy. This book, with it being one of the mini books, I would definitely suggest it for early childhood and elementary. So the inferencing components, you wouldn't necessarily work on with your early childhood kids. However, you can expose them and it's a fun short book. Sounds you could work on are the initial R and the final TH sound for Ruth, and then that initial SM blend for smelling and smell.
And I would say, like, when we're talking about the longer books and the shorter books, like, you can even see them by the size. Like, the original Mother Bruce whole series, like, they're larger, longer books. The Little Bruce series are, like, these short. They're not, like, a board book, but they're smaller, square size. Okay, so the next one is Bruce's Big Storm. It is a longer book, probably 7 to 10 minutes. So keep that in mind when you're selecting it. It'd be great for like a springtime weather theme because it is about a storm. You know, Bruce's home is already a full house, but when a storm is coming, he wants to stay inside, but it brings all the woodland neighbors knocking on the door and they all end up at his house and it's a big crowd and Bruce is not happy about it at all. And then like a tree falls on the house. Like it's a whole thing. But what we like about this is the text features. There's a lot of capitals. There's large text. There's some speech bubbles, especially from the mouse characters. And there's change in font. So again, kids need to recognize text features help us understand the story. There's some great vocabulary that you can use from this book. Interrupting, pestering, raged, adventure, guest. And then the theme of the and message of this story is friendship, helping others, and teamwork. Because in the end of the story, they all come back and help, you know, rebuild his house where the tree fell on it. And it is a complex episode. So the plan was just, you know, wait out the storm in peace and quiet. For the neighbors, it's better to all wait together. And so we have to figure that out. And then there's a bunny left out and Nibs, the mouse, has to go plan and save Ruth, the bunny.
But it ends up blowing him away too.
Blows him away, blows Bruce away. And like they have this whole chain of woodland animals trying to save everybody blowing away. Cause really Bruce just went out only to save his umbrella, not to save Ruth. We like this for elementary, upper elementary. And a lot of the age guidance for these books is the length and the complexity of the stories. So for speech sounds, the word neighbor is prominent. So you get that medial B, that final or sound. The ST for storm and that medial or for storm. And then the initial N for the character Nibs and then neighbor for that as well. And then Bruce and the Legend of Soggy Hollow. This is a great Halloween themed book. So keep in mind, it does have like a jack-o'-lantern and there's, you know, costumes decorating and there is like a ghost character. So keep that in mind. It's a longer book. It's probably 7 to 10 minutes with like the other ones are longer. So Bruce doesn't like holidays. He really doesn't like Halloween. His family, though, of the mice and the geese decide the only way to get Bruce excited about Halloween is to tell a scary story. And it gets quite elaborate. The campfire tale turns a little bit ghostly. You know, there's a ghost appearance. And so they're trying to get Bruce in the Halloween spirit. There's some great vocabulary in this book. Grumbled, legend, spirit, wander, smitten, clever, and charming. There's some great adjectives. Regular past tense verbs are prominent in this book. Some fantastic text features. Speech bubbles, all caps, like some old style looking letters. There's some drawn out words to kind of be like the ghost character. And there's some ellipses. And then it is a complete episode, so it's a great for story plot. We like this for elementary and upper elementary. And then if you have some speech sounds, there's that medial L for headless, Camilla, and hollow.
Okay, and the next book is Thanks for Nothing. and it is part of the mini book series, 5 minutes or less. It's Autumn in Soggy Hollow, and the mice have a lot to be thankful for. So this is a great one to do leading up to Thanksgiving. Bruce, the bear, is not so thankful for all the thankfulness from his friends. So basically, Bruce is preparing this fall feast, but his friends start taking parts of the feast and think it's for something different. Therefore, they're left with nothing in the end because it's all been used or ruined. And Bruce is very, it's kind of, there's a little bit of sarcasm, and but it is a great book. So this could be used for predicting what do you think the mice are going to get into next. And then it is a complete episode. So the plan, like I said, he's trying to make a fall feast for his friends. I would use it for early childhood and elementary. And then the speech sounds you can use this for are the initial TH and the final KS blend for thanks. The initial S, medial ER, medial PR for surprise, and the final Z for surprise. And then you could also do the names so of the mice. So the initial R for Rupert and then medial B, the initial N for Nibs. So the next book is Santa Bruce. It is one of the longer books. I plan on 7 to 10 minutes to read it. So this Christmas-themed book, Bruce is a lot of things. He's a bear, he's a grump, he's a decent cook, but he's also mistaken for Santa Claus. The entire neighborhood lines up and tell him their Christmas wishes, which he could care less. It's a really funny book. So the vocabulary in this book, hibernation, he would way rather be hibernating than having to deal with all this Christmas cheer. Migration, deck the halls, cheer, mistaken identity, grumble, miracle. So for predicting, what do you think they will do if they think that Bruce is Santa? They're going to tell them what they want. Who do you think is at the door now? Like more and more neighbors start showing up. What do you think the mice will do when Bruce says that he does not have a sleigh? Well, if you know these mice, they're going to find a way to make a Christmas sleigh. So it's great for that. There's a lot of action verbs. The text features, there's speech bubbles, all caps, exaggerated sounds for emphasis, the ellipses, the enlarged text, exclamation points, question marks, the works. And then this is also a complete episode. So he is finally agrees to be Santa, but all of these things happen that get in the way that they have to fix. And then the resolution is everybody is happy and gets Christmas gifts. This is best with elementary and upper elementary. And there aren't really any other extra speech sounds. So we would just target for Bruce. The last book that we're going to mention is Out Cold. It is another one of the mini books. So 5 minutes or less. It is a winter themed book. So it's wintertime in Soggy Hollow. Bruce is sick. So he has a cold. So that's great vocabulary. The differences between cold, being sick, but it is also feeling cold in the winter. The mice don't get it. They don't see and don't understand why Bruce isn't looking forward to all these wintry activities outside. This is a complete episode. We would use this for early childhood and elementary. And I think the biggest thing is the social, emotional, all the things that we mentioned in the beginning are what we would target for this book. So it is a mini book. So for the speech sounds, it doesn't necessarily say the names of the mice, but they're throughout the book. They are part of the main point of the book.
And if you're familiar with the characters from the other books, then you can use their names, even though they're not.
In all of the books, yes. So there's Rupert, so the initial R, the medial B. There's Nib, so that initial N. And then there's Thistle, so that initial TH and the medial S, which might be difficult for some.
Okay, so we have a really fantastic freebie for you guys to download. If you are familiar with my key teaching points, and like if you listened to the Little Blue Truck series, and if you downloaded that key teaching points freebie from that episode, we made you guys one for the entire Mother Bruce series. So it lists each book. It tells you all the key language concepts that you can target and all the speech sounds. So we will link to that free download in the show notes. You just click it, you enter your email, and it will be sent to you immediately. This, you know, it gives you a quick look at the key teaching points. So like, if you like it for the Mother Bruce series and you're like, this is really helpful information on how to quickly take inventory of a book and then know what I want to pull off the shelf for my students, you can purchase the seasonal and themed lists that are available in my TPT store. And it will link to that on that free download. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We know you're a busy SLP, so thanks for spending some of your time with us today.
Click the description for this episode on your listening app or go to sweetsouthernspeech.com to access the show notes. We will include any links mentioned.
And to continue the conversation, come hang out with us on Instagram at literacy-based speech therapy, where we share lots of books to use in your therapy sessions.
We would love to hear your thoughts on what you heard today. Please leave us a review on your listening app. We'll catch you in the next episode.